They were shouting in a loud voice. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 357. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Including today, we have just 4 days to go to complete the year. I'm Steve Webb. I'm your host. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're going to be completing the book of Psalms by reading chapters 149 and 150. And as we're winding down the year, I'd like to ask you to make a donation if you found the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible to be a good thing in your life. Has it been a blessing for you? Have you learned anything about God? Do you have a better understanding of God's Word? Are you closer to Him as a result of listening? Have I been a good host? Do you appreciate my comments at the end of the episodes? If you answered yes to some of these questions, would you consider making a donation to help support LifeSpring Media? If the show has had some value for you, please go to support.lifespringmedia.com and make a donation in whatever amount seems right for you. How much value has the show been for you? Listen, if you've already donated to the show, that's fantastic. Blessings to you. But if you haven't, but you've listened to the show for some time, I would be very thankful for your gift. Think of it as your way to say thanks, Steve, for the time you've spent to create all these episodes. I appreciate what you've done. Now, I'm not going to suggest an amount. That's between you and God. But whatever the amount is, you will have my heartfelt thanks. Go to support.lifespringmedia.com. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are worthy of our praise, Lord. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are our Creator and our God. Wherever we go, you're there. You know our comings and our goings. You love us despite our failures. And for that, too, we praise you. Thank you so very much, Lord, for giving your Son so that we might have eternal life if we'll believe and accept the gift of salvation. We worship you, Lord, and look forward to seeing you face to face. Bless those, I pray, who are listening today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 149. Praise the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing His praise in the meeting of His people. Let the Israelites be happy because of God, their Maker. Let the people of Jerusalem rejoice because of their King. They should praise Him with dancing. They should sing praises to Him with tambourines and harps. The Lord is pleased with His people. He saves the humble. Let those who worship Him rejoice in His glory. Let them sing for joy even in bed. Let them shout His praise with their two-edged swords in their hands. They will punish the nations and defeat the people. They will put those kings in chains and those important men in iron bands. They will punish them as God has written. God is honored by all who worship Him. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His temple. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His strength. Praise Him for His greatness. Praise Him with trumpet blasts. Praise Him with harps and lyres. Praise Him with tambourines and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with crashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beloved, what is your idea of what heaven is like? What will we be doing? Of course, we really have no way of knowing everything, but the Bible does give us some idea of at least part of what life will be like. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 13, John tells us, "Then I heard all creatures in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea saying, 'To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.'" And in Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, we read, "There was a great number of people, so many that no one could count them. They were from every nation, tribe, people, and language of the earth. They were all standing before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They were shouting in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" Revelation 19:5-8 says, "Then a voice came from the throne, saying, 'Praise our God, all you who serve Him, and all you who honor Him, both small and great.' Then I heard what sounded like a great many people, like the noise of flooding water and like the noise of loud thunder. The people were saying, "Hallelujah! Our Lord God, the Almighty, rules. Let us rejoice and be happy and give God glory because the wedding of the Lamb has come and the Lamb's bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear." Beloved, I think we're going to be spending a great deal of time praising God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been in a concert where one of your favorite bands or musicians played? What happens at the end of the show? Well, of course, usually the crowd stands and applauds, right? And they sometimes go on for several minutes until the band comes out to do an encore. Everyone is euphoric at what a good show it's been. Now imagine, at the end of time as we know it, when everything here is wrapped up and God has made all things right. He's wiped every tear and the enemy has been finally and eternally sent to his final destination, never to bring heartbreak and havoc again. Don't you think we'll all just break out in praise and celebration of the Lamb? Since we have all eternity, it won't be a problem to spend 1,000 years or even 10,000 years singing hallelujahs and rejoicing at what he's done. Today's closing chapters of Psalms were just a small warm-up for what awaits us when we see God face to face. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Hallelujah! Great is He who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll complete the Song of Solomon by reading chapters 7 and 8, and of course that will complete our reading of the books of poetry. Also, tomorrow is day 3, just 3 days to go. Please remember to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and send a gift if you found the Lifespring Family Audio Bible to be of value in your life. Thanks. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Praise His holy name. Bye.